A legislative proposal creating a path for qualified village public safety officers to carry firearms has cleared another hurdle. SB 98 was passed on Thursday by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, but some serious concerns were raised about the proposal. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
A draft proposal outlines a funding structure for 20 VPSOs a year to train at the Police Academy in Sitka. The native corporations and boroughs that employ VPSOs would have final say over whether they wanted approved officers to carry firearms. Pushback came from current and former law enforcement members. Testifying during public comment, Sergeant Chris Gifford with the Juneau Police Department worried that the regimen for training VPSOs is insufficient for authorizing them to use deadly force.
My concern is that an inadequate selection process and an inadequate level of training will amount to increased liability to the corporations who employ the VPSOs. More importantly, rural Alaskans will be provided for with what will be, with all intents and purposes, a police officer, but is not one hired to the standards and trained to the standards of other police officers in the state. This bill can be improved upon.
Over the phone, Charles Kamai Jr., a VPSO program coordinator, spoke on behalf of the Kodiak Area Native Association. Kamai says he understands the realities of rural violence, but says his group has reservations about endorsing the bill before a more comprehensive candidate screening system is in place.
We respectfully request that this bill not be moved until and unless it includes provisions for an expanded vetting process, which includes psychological assessments of VPSOs who are under consideration for arming.
Jody Potts works for the Tanana Chiefs Conference and spent years as a VPSO. She says that while the TCC supports the bill, they too want a better pre-hire screening process that evaluates mental fitness of potential VPSOs. Criticism of SB 98 and its counterpart in the House has been sparse and focused almost exclusively on questions over whether the men and women who serve as VPSOs can be trusted to use deadly force. The Parnell administration has anticipated partially filling rural Alaska's law gap by expanding the VPSO program, but VPSOs aren't state employees. And the hesitation voiced by members of law enforcement is that the regional corporations employing them have insufficient officer standards. The program sees an annual turnover rate of 33% a year, which accounts for VPSOs leaving on their own as well as being fired for unacceptable or illegal conduct. SB 98's next stop is before the State Affairs Committee on Tuesday. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.